I'm in Middlesbrough, just outside the town hall, and that noise you can hear in the background is the fountain here, which is intriguing a lot of kids who are running around and playing in the sunshine. And as the jets leap up, as they are doing now, kids dash in and see if they can escape the splashing from the fountain. I'm here because Middlesbrough was named in a Channel 4 location programme 2 years ago as the worst place to live in England. Ray Mallon, the famous elected mayor of Middlesbrough, complained, but Ofcom has now upheld the television programme, saying that they didn't misuse statistics. And the statistics are fairly grim here in terms of crime and drug abuse and alcoholism, and employment is not so good. But just talking to people in the town centre, by and large, there's a feeling that this is not at all a bad place to grow up in, and that Middlesbrough's robustly defending itself. I've just stopped to talk to a mum and daughter opposite the fountains that surge up every so often outside Middlesbrough Town Hall. But you're actually from Stockton, which is like the next door town. But what do you come into Middlesbrough for your main shopping, that kind of thing?
Not for actual food shopping, but certainly for clothes shopping and anything different like that. Unfortunately, Stockton's quite a poor town centre these days.
What do you make of Middlesbrough? I mean, they've obviously tried very hard here, certainly the bit we're in at the minute. They've got this Museum of Modern Art over there and sculpture and stuff. Do you think they've made a success of it?
Oh, they have. I think it's lovely to be able... I mean, we've come out, we're sat here having our lunch before we go back into the shops, and it's nice to have somewhere relaxing to sit when it's a pleasant day.
Yes, thank goodness it's sunny today.
At least it's not raining.
I've got family here who've come down from Newcastle. What's your image of Middlesbrough? What do you think of it?
This bit that was seen is lovely, and I'm really impressed with it. It was a lot better than I expected it to be. I was expecting to be really sort of dirty and dark and unpleasant, but I'm quite impressed with this bit.
You're not too keen on Middlesbrough?
No. Best thing about Middlesbrough is the road through it.
I've just stopped a gentleman who's just going into the Middlesbrough Institution of Modern Art, which is one of the main attractions in the centre of Middlesbrough. Yeah. Now, you were from Stoke, which is another city that, you know, sometimes doesn't get as good a reputation as it should. But you've come to live up here. Why?
Why? I come to stay in Middlesbrough because the opportunities after I left the army seemed to be a lot more than in Stoke, because the pottery industry was just dying and it was like a just dead end, and there was just nowhere, no employment at all. So after leaving the army, I decided to come to Middlesbrough, where it just seemed to be there was more opportunities.
Has it proved that way? I mean, Middlesbrough's had its troubles and we're all in the recession now, but have you found, you know, you've got work and the rest of it?
Yes, I have. I've been made redundant from a couple of places, I've seemed to find it a little bit easier to find work. I've visited Stoke over the numerous years and nothing seems to ever have changed in Stoke, but living in Middlesbrough, you've only got to look around to see what's changed. We've got new hospital, new police stations, even the MEMA. Just there's so much stuff going on in Middlesbrough, it just seems that there's a lot of stuff going on here that there isn't in Stoke-on-Trent, so I'm glad I made the move to come here.
So I've only found one group of people who were in agreement with Ofcom, who live locally and felt that, as the lad said, the best thing about Middlesbrough was the road out of it. And I do recommend anybody who doesn't know Middlesbrough to come and see it. I mustn't let my own opinions intrude on this, but the town centre with the MEMA, and I've just passed an enormous piece of public art by Klaus Oldenburg, internationally famous sculptor who does things like huge teaspoons and taps and that kind of thing. Anyway, the town centre is very nice and clean and interesting. And the real glory of Middlesbrough is the surrounding countryside. Oh, and they invented a dish here called Parmo. It's a different way of having veal, smothering it with cheese. So if you come to Middlesbrough, ask for Parmo.